Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. If you can hear slightly, you hear a slightly raspy voice because I'm getting over this 2-week cold that I got just before the Christmas season. And it's the first year in my, It's one of the major gifts that I was able to give my husband that he was not able to return, this wonderful bad cold. So, as we all know, this is New Year's. This is 2024. We just finished our 2023, and I wished you, from the bottom of my heart, a very, very happy New Year with full of health and affluence and opulence and sunshine and affection and all that life merits to give you. And I think that that would be a great start. No resolutions, no pressures you put on yourself because they're not necessary. Life is just worth living, and that is enough. This first song on our list is by Paul Pichet L'Escalier. Now, this comes from my mother's suggestion. I phoned her on New Year's Eve. It was 2 o'clock in the morning in Canada when I phoned her, and she was listening. She's having the last bit of her libations and listening to Paul Pichet, and it's a perfect end of the party song. Paul Pichet, he comes from Quebec, obviously, and he was born in Montreal. This particular album comes from the album Escalier, which was released in 1980, his second album. And what I like about Paul Pichet is that I think he really marked a generation of the Québécois with his music, with his performances, and he is still performing today. This is L'Escalier by Paul Pichet.
Juste avant de fermer la porte, je me demandais ce que j'oubliais. J'ai touché à toutes mes poches pour comprendre que ce qui me manquait, c'était ni ma guitare, ni un quelconque médicament pour soulager quelques souffrances ou pour faire passer le temps. Puis tout au long de l'escalier que j'ai descendu lentement, parce que sans raison j'aurais remonté, parce que sans raison j'allais devant. J'étais tout à l'envers, parce que ce qui me manquait, c'est apparent dedans. Je me sentais seul comme une rivière abandonnée par des enfants. Et puis le temps prenait son temps, prenait le mien sur son chemin sans s'arrêter, sans m'oublier, sans oublier de m'essouffler. Y a pas longtemps j'étais petit, me voilà jeune mais plutôt grand. Assez pour voir que l'on vieillit, même en amour, même au printemps. Alors voilà, je me décris dans une drôle de position, les yeux pochés et le bedon. La bière sera pas la solution. J'aimerais plutôt que cette chanson, puisque c'est de ma vie qu'il est question, finisse ce soir dans ma maison sur un bel air d'accordéon. Et puis les enfants, c'est pas vraiment, vraiment méchant. Ça peut mal faire ou faire mal de temps en temps. Ça peut cracher, ça peut mentir, ça peut voler. Au fond, ça peut faire tout ce qu'on leur apprend. Mais une belle fin, cette chanson m'impose de dire ce que j'aurais dit si j'avais pas changé d'avis sur le pourquoi de mes ennuis. Ben oui, j'allais pour me sauver, vous dire comment faut être indépendant des sentiments de ce qu'on aime pour sauver le monde et ses problèmes. Qu'il fallait surtout pas pleurer, qu'à l'autre chanson je m'étais trompé, comme si l'amour pouvait m'empêcher de donner mon temps aux pauvres gens. Mais les héros, c'est pas gratis, ça se trompe jamais. C'est indépendant, la gloire paye pour les sacrifices. Le pouvoir soulage leurs tourments.
oui, c'est vous qui auriez pleuré avec ce que j'aurais composé. C'est une manière de se faire aimer quand ceux qu'on aime veulent pas marcher. Je les ai boudés, ils ont pas mordu. Je les ai quittés, ils ont pas bougé. Je me suis fait peur, je me suis tordu. Quand j'ai compris, je suis revenu. Je les ai boudés, ils ont pas mordu. Je les ai quittés, ils ont pas bougé. Je me suis fait peur, je me suis tordu. Quand j'ai compris, je suis revenu. Quand j'ai compris que je faisais un très très grand détour pour aboutir seul dans un escalier. Je vous apprends rien quand je dis qu'on n'est rien sans amour. Pour aider le monde, faut savoir être aimé. Je vous apprends rien quand je dis qu'on n'est rien sans amour. Pour aider le monde, faut savoir être aimé.
That was just beautiful. I remember having listened to this song. Well, I feel like this is a traditional end song for my family for the New Year's celebrations, because I remember from very far back listening to this song in the kitchen and listening to the lyrics. And when I was too young to understand the profoundness of what he was saying, my mom would explain it to me, and I would just love this particular song because it at the same time, it asks you in the story to, you know, acknowledge your participation in the existence of others. It also asks you to take a few steps back in looking at what's going on. And I think that that seems to be very apropos for a New Year's ended celebration, especially if you're looking back on all the things that happened in 2023. But you can't look back too much. There has to be an end point, because otherwise you are in for a very long, very melancholic and very depressing winter, which is similar to the title of the next song by Adrina Turne, T-U-R-E-E-N-N-E, and it's called The Long Winter's Nights. Now, I have already explained to you guys and on this show on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor that I lived in the Arctic for a little while, so I really understand the concept of a very long winter night when there was no sun at all and it was cold. But the context itself is really interesting, because long winter's night are part of being in winter and this idea of relaxing. But the song is the exact opposite of that. Despite it being a long winter's night, and winter is a good time to activate. This is Adrina Turne with Long Winter's Night. So if you know anything about her, she's a Franco-Manitoban from Red River Reserve, and she's a Métis singer with almost 20 years of performance history behind her belt. And she just released this song in 2023.
And when I find this place, if I take the leap of faith, may the roots we grow together twist together with such grace and hold us high.
If you look her up online and you find her on YouTube, you'll find this particular song, Long Winter's Night, and you'll see her in a completely, it's set in the winter and she's on a skidoo, and it brought me kind of back to when I was like 15 or 16 years old, and we used to have these huge, big, huge winter New Year celebrations at our house. We would make this. My stepfather would make chili, and like it had to be the hottest chili, and you'd spend 2 days making it. And he'd invite 75 people over, and we'd skidoo, and we'd go to the river and skidoo and snowmobile on the river and do jumps and stuff like that until the wee hours of night and fall asleep in the snow by the bonfire. Now, those are wonderful memories of my youth. My son doesn't get those kinds of things because he's, you know, of course, living in France and we don't have a lot of snow. And I'm pretty sure lighting a bonfire of the size of a house is not legal in this country. So that is not something that he'll ever experience, but it's certainly a warm memory from my past. The next artist on the list today is William Prince. Now, he is also he's an Aboriginal artist from a similar area as Adrina, but he has a lot fewer years in terms of musical experience or musical performance experience. He started his career in 2015, and he won an award 1 year later for an Aboriginal Artist, I think Upcoming Artist Award in 2016, which is fantastic. That's remarkable. And this song here is from his 2020 album called Reliever, and it's called That's All I'll Ever Become.
Tell me your dreams, make them as big as you can, so then they have the best chance of maybe working out. Sometimes nothing works out. Sometimes don't be alarmed. Don't shy away when you're in the wrong. I can testify to what it's like being lost inside yourself. Personal hell. But I want to live to the second last day that my children do, selfishly so I can see them through and all that they become. That's all I'll ever become. So spend it all, every last bit that you have. If you need to buy back the peace you lost to the upkeep, renting a room for your soul. I can see how every last downfall of man could one day lead to the end if we can't find harmony. Treat others like we'd I know it's not really fair. That don't mean that the outcome should be decided solely by the income of people who don't need it for a living still. I wanna live to the second last day that my children do, selfishly so I can see them through and all that they become. That's all I'll ever 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 become.
That's all I'll ever become.
That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become. That's all I'll ever become.
I just love that song, and I think that what made me fall in love with this song, now this is a country, folk country music song, and it's not one of my favorite genres simply because I'm not a huge country music fan. I can love good country music, and I think this is one of them. And the reason why I love this particular song is because of the lyric that he said. That he says, I want to live into the second last day of my that my children do. I find that to be every human, every parent's human dream, is to be able to be there for their children until the absolute last moment. I mean, that's just not how genetics work. We don't generally live longer than our kids do, and hopefully we don't have to, because it's a terrible thing to lose a child. But I find this particular song extremely hopeful, and way more hopeful than any other song that I've heard in a very, very long time, because it talks about, to me anyway, it touches the ideas in me that is that you are just enough. I think that the holidays can be very stressful and very, very sad, and people struggle during the holidays, and they don't feel as welcomed as they would like to, or they don't feel as implicated, or they don't feel close enough to their family. And those are real things that happen during the holidays, for reasons of lack of sun, for reasons of distance, for reasons of just, who knows, complications in the dynamics of what is a family unit. And I just love it, because every human being, as far as I can hear William Prince and how he's singing, is that we are all enough, and that's all we'll ever be. And that is fantastic. That's great. And it kind of makes me think of, I don't know, it opens up the ideas of what to dream. He says to dream big and just to get to where you want to be. And if it doesn't get there, it's not a big deal. And dreams are important, as Jill Barber says, Tout mes rêves, in her French version of the song, All of My Dreams, from her 2009 album, Chances. This is Jill Barber.
Auparavant, j'ai prié nuit et jour que j'aurai de la chance de tomber en amour, mais qu'est-ce que j'ai fait quand mes rêves sont devenus vrais? Auparavant, j'ai rêvé sous les cieux, mais maintenant je te regarde dans les yeux, c'est ce que j'ai fait. Je t'aime. Chaque jour et chaque nuit, autant éveillé qu'endormi, c'est ce que je fais, car mes rêves sont devenus vrais. Voilà ce que je fais, car mes rêves sont devenus vrais.
What do you do when your dreams become a reality? Do you keep dreaming? That is a good question. I think that I might have heard at some point in my life a proverb or some kind of Confucius kind of saying that says, that goes along the lines of be careful what you wish for, because once you get it, you might not be happy that you have it. Now, I think that dreams are important. They motivate us, but expecting those dreams to always come true is not necessarily a good strategy in life, because you can end up often in disappointing situations. Being happy or just dreaming to be a better person might be a more realistic goal in the long run. Or, you know, as Jim Carrey says, he used to manifest. I don't know if you've ever seen any interviews that he's done, but he was, I saw him in several interviews where he discusses how he, from a very young age, he was able to manifest his realities. He had to work hard for it, but concentrating and focusing and motivating all of his energy into one specific point enabled him to the success that he realized in his life in all of his acting career. Jim Carrey is a Canadian actor that starred in Ace Ventura, The Pet Detective, The Cable Guy, and quite a few recent films, actually. And I don't remember them because I'm terrible with film names, to be honest. I'm better with music. That said, this next on the list is, we're going to change it up, so I'm going to use a little palate cleanser with Big Rude Jake and the song Night of a Snake. This comes from his 1996 Blue Pariah album. Now, this is a blues band that I've seen live, and they're just fantastic. And Big Rude Jake, the lead singer, they had this reputation of being these big, huge party animal persona, and then they went into ragtime guitarists. And then they went into this family value fundraising kind of wave where that was their motivation. He recently died in 2022, or the lead singer recently died in 2022. But this is an homage to him as a lovely palate cleanser between what we were listening to and the doubles that are coming up in the next half hour on Graph Hit 94.9, English Only with the Doctor.
Carries my baby to me. To the darkness of Wyoming, just a rocking my baby to sleep. Well, there's a new wind blowing, there's a thunder rumbling down in the east. And there's a king snake coiled up in the arms of an old pine tree. Jealous man, and I would never let you leave me to wrangle alone in that sand. Well, you were never meant for roses, you were meant to know the wisdom of the fang. Take these 30 silver kisses and live with me in these badlands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
verses go sliding down the back of her neck. Yeah, 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 and on the night of the king's snake, Tom Hanks in a semi-gloom. I was hanging around the station and I was waiting on a 12-hour tour. Well, the brakeman finally told me, don't you know that you've been made a fool? She loved them 30 silver kisses, she don't love you. Kisses, but she don't love you. Yeah, 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 she loved them 30 silver kisses, but she don't love you. Ah, ha, ha, she loved them 30 silver kisses, she ain't coming back to.
Big Rude Jake being still to this day one of my most favorite live concerts in a small venue called the Sidetrack Cafe. And they were it was him that was standing on my table singing away. It was fantastic. The next songs on the list are in pairs. They're set up in doubles, I guess you could say, by the same artist twice, and there's three or four in a row. The first of the set is a fantastic artist, or a group of artists, that Sarah Dugas and her brother Christian Dugas. Now, Sarah Dugas and Christian Dugas are also known for being part of the Canadian band called The Dunks, and they were fantastic. They started, but they only had 4 years with them, from 2007 to 2011. They went on their own way. They originally two Quebecois. They have beautiful English singing voices with zero accents, so they must be from the Montreal area, in my opinion. And they just have this fantastic kind of, I don't know, chemistry between the two of them when they sing together or when they perform together. This particular song, the first song on the list, however, is a cover that she did of Harry Styles' As It Was. And what I really like about this, and I find this is a really good transition between the Big Rude Jake song to this, is that she puts this kind of bluesy feel on this. Well, how would you consider it? He's like this, like, pop new wave kind of singer. So I think it's just a fantastic. Here it is. This is As It Was.
Holding me back, gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that? Nothing to say when everything gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who will stay. Oh. Harry, you're no good alone. Why are you sitting at home on the floor?
If you're looking to hear this song again, you'll have to search on YouTube for Pamplemousse. There is a YouTube channel that does all of these. They invite all of these famous musicians, and they do covers, and it's just fantastic. You'll see a lot of really different things there. And another, if you're looking for Sarah Dugas, however, you'll also have to look for her on the internet. If you're just looking just for her and not her being part of the Dunks, you will find them at Dugas Easier Acoustic. And this is the next song on the list. This is her and her brother, and it's just them sitting on the couch, playing guitar and singing, and it's just fantastic. Her voice just resonates through my soul, and I love it.
Standing in the dust that you left behind, irons in the fire, didn't waste your time. I could find a way if it has to be. Oh, but don't go giving what belonged to me. How could you move on when my heart is still bleeding? The words you're not saying are worse than believing. You used to love me, now have a little mercy, 'cause it's easier. Oh, it's easier when you're the one to say it's over. Did you shed one tear? Oh, put a knife in my back the way you left me here. Stone cold eyes, do you feel no pain? Oh, you know damn well I'll never be the same. Oh, no, no. How could you move on when my heart is still beating? That you're saying rain down with no meaning. You used to love me, now have a little mercy, 'cause it's easier. Oh, it's easier when you're the one to say it's over. It's you did, and I let you be. Cards on the table with the smoking gun. Oh, you pull the trigger, you can have your fun. 'Cause it's easier, easier. Oh, it's easier when you're the one to say it's over.
How do you feel? That's my question. How do you feel now that 2023 is over, the Christmas season is done, and the year is started for some people, especially at UTC? The school is still running since the 3rd. I think they reopened, or maybe it was the 2nd. Tests are going on, and students get all of February off, apparently, unlike some of the universities in France and a lot of universities in other countries. This is a really interesting phenomenon when you sit there and think about the end of the year and how it is a moment of cleansing, I guess you could say. I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and she says her favorite day of the year is January 3rd, and that is the day she puts her Christmas tree away. She cleans her whole house from top to bottom and gets rid of all of the junk. It's her countdown to spring, as she's so excited on January 3rd. And I'm not very excited because I'm still a little sick. I had a really tough time sleeping because of the wind last night. So I actually woke up at almost noon today. It's terrible, but thank goodness I'm still on vacation and I don't have any work responsibilities. I should have probably fed my son at some point, but luckily he's old enough to feed himself. On that note, what is next on our list? The next group person on our list, his name is Jim Bryson. Now, Jim Bryson is relatively new on the music scene. He's been acknowledged by the Junior Awards, and he's been acknowledged by Canadian Awards, Music Awards, which is great. But what's really interesting about him is he's what I would call a self-made man. He records his own stuff and publishes it on his own in his shack studio. It's called, what is it called? He does his own productions called Fixed Hinge Studio Production Recordings, and he does it in his own little shed, which is really cool. What's also interesting about this particular artist is that he has toured with the likes of Kathleen Edwards, the Weaker Thans, and the amazing, the phenomenal Tragically Hip. This first song of the two is called Cut Bait.
Once we lost, once we loved.
That was Cut Bait by Jim Bryson from his 2018 album, Tired of Waiting. Now, the next song is also by him. It's called Better on Drugs from his 2019 album, Better on Drugs.
It's been all those years since we parked the car on the lawn and told them off and told them about what's going on. And your friends seemed better until the moment that they had to drive us home and leave us here to contemplate the whole world on our own. Now the nights seem better and the days are clearer on drugs, and it all stays quiet and we all feel safer and loved. And when the days got short, you tried to renovate the space you were standing on an autumn night, midweek, drunk and shaken. Such a drag to get us home and leave me here to view the whole damn world on my own. And now the night feels better and the days are clearer on drugs, and it all stays quiet and we all feel safer in love. And we all seem are sweeter on drugs, and the songs get softer and the words speak to me. And do I have to flip between what's right and feeling so wrong? And the days are clearer and the kids are sweeter and we all feel better in the stay-in weather. The skies grow lighter and the nights get shorter and we all look better in our sleeping sweaters. The days are better when we're all together. The sounds get softer and the nights grow calmer. The days are clearer and you all look better, but our sticky fingers on our way.
We all feel better and the kids are sweeter or better on drugs. I'm not sure if drugs really help that much for everybody on the planet. I think that drugs for me in particular, like over-the-counter drugs, do some really crazy things to my body. Ibuprofen, for example. If I take ibuprofen, I lose my memory for about 3 or 4 days. If it's just one pill, if I have to take it a series of days, I lose 2 weeks of my life. And with zero memory. I could rob a bank on ibuprofen and not remember. No, it doesn't make me rob banks or anything like that, but I could do something really that affects the life of somebody else and have zero recollection of it. And I have no idea why. It just kills brain cells. That said, I think that life is generally better when there's sun and good food and good friends. That is for sure. Now, the next songs on the list are by Jacob Brodovsky and the Funky Miracles. Now, what I particularly like about this guy is that he adds humor to his songs and they're really fun. And this song itself is called I Love You and I'm Sorry. So if you pay really close attention to the lyrics, you will see what I mean by fun. On Graphic 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor.
been keeping me from sleeping in. She's been teaching me to loosen up. I'm still working on my listening. If I need reminding, I hope that you're finding a reason to believe. If I get complacent, you'll still have some patience left before you leave. If I've been mean, I try to make my words less thorny. But before you go to sleep, I love you and I'm sorry. Let the towels pile on the floor. There's more mold than there was before. My boots puddle up the hallway. I leave the seat up always. If I need reminding, I hope that you're fine to believe. If I lack direction, you won't lose affection for who I try to be. If I've been mean, you're making it your peace. I love you and I'm sorry. I'm a broken record. It doesn't make me better. Forever, you remind me you understand. Sometimes I hate it when you understand. If I need reminding, I hope that you're finding a reason to believe. I know I need fixing, 'cause I love contradicting the lessons we receive. Who's been mean? I'll try to make my words less thorny before you go to sleep. I love you and I'm sorry.
What's interesting about this song is that it was released almost a year ago today. It was released on January 3rd, 2023. And this next song of him, and he collaborated with two other singers, Madeline Rogers and Dom Arden. No, that's Adams, excuse me. And it's called Lullaby for the Holidays. And that was collaborated, and they created this a couple of days ago, actually. They released it in late December of last year. Enjoy on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. A Lullaby for the Holidays.
It's all right, you're feeling lonely. It's all right, you stayed the same. It's all right, you're probably scared to death. It's all right if that doesn't change. It's all right, you're counting blessings. It's all right, you just found three. It's alright, we'll probably live too long. It's alright if you disagree. I'll take my hand.
I'll take my wanted head to find
relief from consequence.
Relief, I'm seeking peace of mind. It's all right,
you're likely listening.
It's all right, you're keeping score. It's all right, you hold your enemies close. It's all right if you forget what for. It's all right, you've gotten passed by. It's all right, you missed the start. It's all right, you probably wonder why. It's all right if you fall apart.
I'll take my sense.
I'll take my wanted head to find
relief from consequence.
Relief, I'm seeking peace of mind.
It's a shame I can't commit to. It's a shame I know too well.
It's a shame we'll probably live too long. It's a shame only time will tell. It's a shame. It's a shame.
I have run out of time on Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor, and I wish you and bid you a fantastic weekend. And on this last song, I originally was going to choose a longer song by Gilles Vigneault, who is a Quebecois legend. He is a French sovereigntist. He is a poet, and he is so ingrained in my traditions, in my home, that rather than singing Happy Birthday, we sang one of his songs to our family members, Jean du Pays, instead of Happy Birthday. This song itself, it's called La Danse de Saint-Dillon, and it was... It is quite short. I went to the market, but we'll do that on another day. I bid you a fantastic weekend, like I said, and I hope that your weekend is safe and wonderful and filled with friends and love. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
On s'est trouvé un violon, un salon des partenaires, puis dans la soirée commence, il était 7h30. Entrez mesdames, entrez messieurs, Marie-Anne, sa belle robe et tire Hollande, si tu me le dis, bonne année, c'est souvient de la santé, quand tu dis c'est beau, elle m'a fermé sur son grand lien d'avis du tout. Y'a aussi Jean-Marie, mon cousin, mon ami, Camille, sa belle habille avec ses petits joules vernis, la blabie, comme on dit, comme un camille, y voyageur. Ça, ça dit long, c'est pas pour des embrassages, c'est doré le plus à rêver. Il faut compenser des fonds, il faut bien subir violence. Si vous voulez pas être sage, aussi belle partout côté, qui a ni qu'un ni place au sort. Tout le monde balance, et puis tout le monde danse. Jeanne danse avec Antoine, et puis Jeannette avait Raymond. Si toi viens d'arriver avec Thérèse à s'écouter, avant penser la soirée à faire semblant de s'amuser. Mais à s'ennuyer, Jean-Louis, son amour et son ami, qui est parti gagner sa ville au bord de l'île Anticosti, est parti à vous samedi quand même, on dit il m'a fait dans ce dessin de corps, et puis le blanc, et puis la blanche, et puis le corbeau dans la cage, et puis nous le pensez mille. C'est Charlie qui a nous calé, avec tout son amoureuse, il s'est fait mettre en vacances, pas moins fin du bon. Un dernier tour, la chaîne des dames avant de partir, à m'en serrer la main du fort, à m'en garder, j'ai perdu le poids dimanche, ce sera pas les vêtements, j'ai réti, ben j'ai réti, poil, salut, pensez tout droit, j'avais jamais viré comme ça. Meuf, le tout étourdi, mon amour et mon ami, c'est ici qui s'est mis à la tournée comme utopie, à la compris, puis à la diva, les morts divides, et je dis, ça ferait si tant banal. Quand ça dit long, prends un coup, ça prend une fille. Il a fait tomber si vite qu'elle ne peut plus s'arrêter. Pour être tellement violent, avoir toute la famille. Avant si ça me dit en vie, il pourra peut-être l'inviter. Otto de Bimbi, fais la Madeleine, dit Otto Gibbon, fais la Madeleine, et puis fais la fond, et puis ton sticor, et puis vas-y, voir quand t'es pas mort.